Hi, I'm Amy Gusick from the University of California at Santa Barbara.
I'm Mike Colasso, also from the University of California at Santa Barbara.
And we have one more lead on our project that's actually not with us today. His name is Lauren Davis, and he's from Oregon State University. And we wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about our project that we're doing for NOAA. The main goal in our project is to identify evidence of a Pleistocene Pacific coastal migration into the New World.
This is an important topic among North American archaeologists. Basically, there are two related issues. One is, when did the migration of human populations across the Bering Strait and down into North America occur? Could it have been as early as 15,000 years ago, or was it later in time, closer to 13,000 years ago? The other issue is, how did that expansion into North America occur? Was it an expansion through the interior of North America once the glaciers had receded? Or was it perhaps a coastal migration by people who already were adapted to the use of marine resources and had boats? Or, alternatively, it could have been both scenarios working in tandem. These are issues that are of great interest to quite a number of archaeologists working in North America today.
And our goal with this project, as I mentioned, is to try to find evidence of a coastal migration into the New World. But you know, there are a lot of impediments to being able to identify sites that are date to 13, 14, 15,000 years ago. And one of the major impediments to this is sea level rise. So in the late Pleistocene and through the early Holocene, there was a worldwide sea level rise that inundated thousands of miles of coastline. So any of the archaeological sites that were located on those coastlines would now be beneath the sea. So this project is focusing on looking beneath looking on the ocean floor to identify some of these archaeological sites.
Not all of these archaeological sites will be preserved, of course. Wave action will have destroyed quite a number of them, but there will be certain circumstances in which sites will preserve as sea level rose. And the area we are intending to investigate is one of these areas where we feel that there would be little damage to the archaeological deposits as sea level rose.
Right, and so that brings us to, where are we looking? The area that we're looking in is in the Gulf of California, in the southern Gulf of California, off of a small island called Isla Espiritu Santo. We're looking off of kind of the western margin of this island. And one of the reasons, or a number of the reasons why we feel this is a good area to look for evidence of these preserved archaeological sites, is that the terrestrial archaeology in the area has yielded a number of late Pleistocene sites that date to about 11,200 years ago that are located in rock shelters on the island itself. Another really big boon to the research down in this area is that the geology of the island itself presents a lot of rock shelters and a lot of rock outcroppings, and these are features that are considered attractive to these early coastal hunter-gatherers that we're interested in finding evidence of. And you know, in a submerged environment, we can actually look for these particular features using particular types of sonar equipment and remote sensing equipment. And then what we do is we target these features and then we can actually sample them. So in what we're actually doing for our project to be able to identify these is we're doing a combination of side scan sonar and sub-bottom profiling. What the side scan sonar will allow us to do is look at the seafloor and look at the geomorphology of the seafloor, any sort of morphological features that are actually located above on the actual seafloor, not below the sediment. So we'll be able to find things like rock outcrops, rock shelters, steep slopes, and we'll be able to target those for future research. We also use a sub-bottom profiler, and the sub-bottom profiler actually gets below the seafloor surface. It penetrates the sediment, and we'll be able to see things like buried river channels and also buried shell middens. And the reason why we would be looking for buried shell middens is because these are the types of archaeological sites that are most frequently associated with these early maritime hunter-gatherer cultures.
Indeed, shellfish is one of the easiest coastal foods to acquire in many locations along the coast. We already know, in fact, that there are sites in Baja California that contain abundant shell that are dating more than 10,000 years ago. So it's a reasonable expectation that we would find these kinds of sites in this location.
Yeah. And so after we complete a sonar survey in the area, and we'll have identified these different targets within the sonar images that we're going to be processing, and once we have our targets selected, what we are going to do then is actually scuba dive on the targets. And, you know, these targets are going to be in the area anywhere from, you know, 20 feet all the way up to 300 feet. We're only using conventional scuba for this time around, so we're only going to be able to actually physically get down to 130 feet deep to sample these targets. And what we're going to do when we sample them is take videos of them. We're going to generally survey them to verify what we see on the sonar images is actually what we think it is when we get down there. And we're going to do a general survey, and we're going to do sampling. Sampling will include archaeological test pit sampling, and will also include core sampling. You know, of course, we're hoping to find archaeological material, shell middens, evidence of tool manufacturing. But, you know, we also can collect a lot of other types of data. And some of these, the core samples, we'll be able to collect a lot of data that pertains to the sedimentation rates in the area that have happened over this last 15,000 years. And we'll also be able to identify different depositional episodes within the sediment that will kind of clue us into what the environment used to be like in the area. So if we find terrestrial sediments that indicate it was a marshland or indicate that there was an estuary there, you know, that'll really help us target our archaeological focus to areas that are going to be, you know, the best areas to look that are going to produce the types of resources that these early hunter-gatherers were interested in collecting. And then we can look for evidence of that collection there. And another great thing about being able to do these types of projects is that with the data that we collect, it's not only beneficial to our project, but it's also beneficial to other types of sciences that would be interested in the area. There hasn't been a lot of research done in this particular area that we're working in, so our data is going to be really beneficial to people that are interested in geology, and any number of marine sciences, biology, environmental studies in the area. And so that's really great that we can, you know, try to collaborate and share our data with these other sciences.
Well, the project is, of course, going to be a challenge to find these sites that might be dating as early as 13 to 15,000 years ago. But if we are successful, there is a good chance that we will be helping to rewrite a chapter in the history of the human occupation of North America. We might very well be finding some of the most definitive evidence, in fact, of occupation dating as much as 13 to 15,000 years ago, which will be a first along the coast, the Pacific coast of California.